Hello, this is my Easter diary for April the 23rd, 2017. Today is the second Sunday of Easter. I thought I would read for you the gospel lesson that we read at church this morning. This is a reading from the Gospel of John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. What a story. It's a marvelous story that we hear. Those of us who are lectionary Christians, we hear every year on the second Sunday of Easter. It rounds out what is called Easter week, or the octave of Easter. We're 8 days into the 50 days. So, we all have heard the story. We all know about Thomas and his questioning. And the only things that I'm going to add to this fabulous narrative that John gives us, the only comments I want to add are two. One is, even in spite of what Thomas had said, "Unless I put my fingers in the marks of the nails, put my hand in his side where the spear pierced him, unless I do that, unless I can verify this happening that you've told me about physically, I won't believe it." But then when Jesus appears and somehow knows what Thomas has said, Thomas, at least the scripture doesn't record, he never actually touches Jesus. Seeing him, encountering him, having Jesus show him the marks, that is sufficient proof for Thomas to believe. One more thing about Thomas. He tells his community of fellow disciples on Easter day, "Unless I get verifiable proof, I'm not going to believe." And then, 8 days later, Jesus shows up and Thomas is with them. That says a powerful thing about the power of community. Thomas has been doubting the entire 8 days that the disciples, his friends, really saw what they say they saw. He hasn't believed. And yet he has remained in community, and his community has journeyed with him through this season of skepticism. I think that's a good invitation for those of us who are people of faith to recognize that in our pews, in our community of faithful followers of Jesus, we have people who sometimes believe, people who very diligently believe, and people who rarely believe. And what we're called to do as people of faith is to walk with folks on their journey of faith, regardless of where that is. Secondly, I love this line at the end of the passage. these things are written so that you, reader, the people who are reading this, what the writer has written in the entirety of the gospel, that only scratches the surface of what Jesus did and what his disciples witnessed. But these things in this book of John, these things are written so that all of us, generation upon generation after the events, may read and have our faith strengthened and may come to believe ourselves that this Jesus is the Son of God, the one sent from God to embody God's love amongst humanity. It's a powerful story. And recently I've become aware of a sonnet to St. Thomas the Apostle written by poet Malcolm Guite. And I love this sonnet. It is so exquisitely written about the power of St. Thomas' doubt and the power of St. Thomas' belief. And so here is Malcolm Guite's sonnet to St. Thomas the Apostle. "We do not know. How can we know the way? Courageous master of the awkward question, you spoke the words the others dared not say and cut through their evasion and abstraction. O doubting Thomas, father of my faith, you put your finger on the nub of things. We cannot love some disembodied wraith, but flesh and blood must be our King of Kings. Your teaching is to touch, embrace, anoint, feel after him and find him in the flesh. Because he loved your awkward counterpoint, the word has heard and granted you your wish. Oh, place my hands with yours. Help me divine the wounded God whose wounds are healing mine." I want to just say a hearty amen to that sonnet. This concludes all that we have journeyed through, the Psalms and the prayers that we began on March 1. This is the fifth year I have done these daily diaries, and this is the first year that I've gone beyond Easter Day. If you're one of the dozen people who have regularly listened to these recordings, I would ask you to do me a favor. If you would send me an email at my church email address, tosapriest@yahoo.com. Or if you are a Facebook friend, you can send me a message on Facebook and let me know what you've gained from listening to these. I know some folks have talked to me in person, but I'd really appreciate hearing from listeners. And I'd also invite your feedback if you would like for me to do some sort of audio diary, perhaps not on a daily basis, but a little more periodically. What I'm thinking about is possibly doing a daily diary or a weekly diary about the Sunday lections, because we have four readings a week, and often, if you're lucky, the preacher attends to one of those. So there's lots of things to talk about, but I'm not sure that I need to be talking into the air if it's really not something that would be of benefit to anyone. So write me an email, send me a message on Facebook, and just let me know. It's been a joy to journey with you out there as you have listened. It's been a joy to walk this Lenten path and Holy Week and share in the joy of these first 8 days of Easter. I bid you well in the name of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, and let us pray. Ever-living God, who strengthened your Apostle Thomas with firm and certain faith in your Son's resurrection, grant us so perfectly and without doubt to believe in Jesus Christ our Lord and our God that our faith may never be found wanting in your sight, through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.